USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams urging Americans to keep following the 30-day White House guidelines to slow the spread of coronavirus. He says social distancing will be key to getting a control of it. But he also had some hopeful news in an appearance on this morning's NBC Today show.
I know that I helped America understand this was going to be a hard and a tough week, but I also wanted them to understand that we've had hard weeks, we've had hard times in our country before, and we've come together, and America is coming together to battle this disease, and we are starting to see progress.
An encouraging milestone reached in China, where the pandemic began, with no new coronavirus deaths reported yesterday on its mainland for the first time since January. This morning has seen a second straight day of strong early gains on Wall Street, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The White House press secretary is out of that job, though Stephanie Grisham is not going very far. Grisham is now going to be First Lady Melania Trump's chief of staff. She worked for the First Lady previously, but never held a single televised news conference during her brief tenure as President Trump's chief spokesperson. With a new White House chief of staff aboard, a communications shakeup was said to be afoot. Former North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows now running operations at the White House in that capacity, the fourth chief of staff in a little more than 3 years. Civil rights icon John Lewis is now endorsing former Vice President Joe Biden in the Democratic presidential race. The Georgia congressman telling reporters this morning that Biden should pick a woman of color to be his running mate. Biden's resurgence in the Democratic race has been fueled by strong support from African-American voters and leaders. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
American Airlines now grounding most of its flights to the New York metro area beginning today. It will operate only 13 daily flights to LaGuardia, JFK, and Newark airports in total, at least through the 6th of May. American had more than 270 flights to those three airports at this time last year. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says there is no truth to a rumor that COVID-19 victims may be buried or housed in city parks if morgues get too crowded. De Blasio telling New York One last night there would never be mass graves or mass internment in New York City.
If there was ever going to need to be a place for burial, it would be Hart Island, where burials are already done. There's really no reason for anyone to talk about this issue anymore. It's being addressed, but much more importantly, hopefully we never get near any of those eventualities.
De Blasio spoke after City Councilman Mark Levine had publicly raised the possibility yesterday that parks might be used for burials if the city's morgues did get overwhelmed, although he later did backtrack on his comments. And the NBA now says it will not decide before the 1st of May whether to resume its season or not. Commissioner Adam Silver saying late yesterday he has no better sense right now about when play can resume than he did when the league shut down last month. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.